We are. I tell you what, I always enjoy talking agriculture with Michael Oliver. Michael's right in the middle of things. He may be in the car business, but he's very much a farmer in the agriculture business too. And Michael, you know, you guys have a lot of you pride yourself in being the truck headquarters for Kentucky, really West Kentucky, but for Kentucky for that matter. And you guys have some great trucks. Tell us what you got on the lot these days.
Well, we have a good broad range of trucks. We've got trucks coming in now, some that we hadn't had a good supply of them in a while. You know, it's because of all the stuff that's happened over the last few years. And, you know, we've got one-ton trucks that we haven't had in a couple of years of the availability that we do now. The one-ton flatbed trucks, regular cabs, you know, the extended cab and the four doors. And, you know, we can get those. I don't know, you know, like we have one out here on the lot now with a dump bed on it, you know, one ton regular cab with a dump bed. We've sold four or five of those in the last few weeks. And, that's becoming a good, you know, good seller for us because, you know, different county governments need that. And, you know, different people want that stuff. And so we've got that. We've got, you know, good availability of the 3/4 ton and 1 ton, single rear trucks and duallys. We get those now. And, you know, and the Tahoe and Suburban have been really good sellers here in the last few weeks and months. This whole year, really, it's been good. And so, you know, even though we have the small SUVs, they're still a hot item also. And, you know, the Blazer and the Trax and the Trailblazer, those are good vehicles. And you drive one of those, you know how they do. And, you know, they have good fuel mileage, and everybody's still conscious about the fuel mileage, and they need to be. And so it's been good.
I probably shouldn't say this because police may be listening, but that Trailblazer, the engine in the Trailblazer, it is a good engine. It's got some power to it.
You ain't been speeding, have you?
Well, nah, I wouldn't do that. I have to watch my speed coming beside while I'm in Chevrolet since the speed limit changed.
There's speed limit out front here now, and I know it's I'm one also, but I'm glad to see that because that was a much needed speed change right out here because you couldn't hardly pull out before you get run over.
For years I've been used to getting in vehicles. You have to punch it a little bit to make it go. And that Trailblazer, if you push your gas, you're just going to lay you back on the seat. You better get ready.
Yeah, it's got to get up and go, that's for sure.
It does. You know, these vehicles, they have all kinds of options. What kind of options are you seeing on the new 26 Chevrolet pickup trucks?
Well, I mean, we have, you know, basically just all the normal options we used to have. You know, they have the multiflex tailgates on them now. They got the power running boards and, you know, the super cruise. That's been something that's seems like it's taken off. Adaptive cruise is something that seems like a lot of people want nowadays. And the automatic headlights, that's been a big thing. People want, they don't want one without automatic headlights, which is great. You know, that way it doesn't, you know, it senses it and it dims them where they don't have to dim their lights anymore.
About all I have to do on the Trailblazer is just punch the gas and hold the steering wheel. And sometimes the steering wheel, when that auto steer, it does its own thing a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right.
Gets me in trouble.
Yeah, gets you in trouble for sure.
I tell you what, I like all the options on there. And for folks who have never driven a vehicle like that, I tell you what, you'd love it because you get used to having all the conveniences on a vehicle like this Trailblazer I've got.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of conveniences on vehicles now. You know, we can get the basic vehicle and then we can get the one loaded up. And I don't know what they're going to come out with next because I can't imagine what else it could need or want, but they always seem like to come up with something.
You know, and I think what's great about Wildcat Chevrolet, you guys have a great service department, stands behind everything you sell, Michael. And that's so important to have the folks back in the service who can take care of what you sell.
Yes, that service department is something that we, you know, we really, really are proud about it. Even though we've had our struggles because of the size and being able to get stuff in and out, but, you know, hopefully that's going to change here before long. And you know, we've got a lot of good technicians and the guys are, you know, we're going to get the people in here to do the job.
You know, your guys are focused on service, and that's what it's all about, and that makes a big difference. Whether it be your sales staff here in the main building or your crew out working in the shop, they're all focused on sales. They don't mind answering a question from somebody who comes by and says, I got a little question about the vehicle, and look at them and may take a couple of trips by to figure out what they want. And a lot of times other people come in, they're ready to go right now.
Yes, we've got, you know, with the service desk, they'll try to help you in any way. You come in and they'll try to help you out and give you find out the answer to whatever question you have. And if they can't, they'll find it. You know, they'll find somebody that'll know.
And Michael's a dealer to some of the stars, too. Alex Miller, up-and-coming country music star. He's going to do a show for us in partnership with Penn Oral Hospice coming up in November, and he drives a Wildcat Chevrolet vehicle.
Yes, we're proud of Alex. He's been driving a Wildcat vehicle, or his family, back way before he ever had his license. Right, exactly. They've been a good customer of ours for several years, and they've drove Alex all over the nation, and took him around to do his shows, and we're proud of him and all the stuff that he's accomplished in a short period of time. He's an upcoming star, and there's no telling what the limits are for him.
And it's great to know he's in a Wildcat Chevrolet vehicle. We're at Wildcat Chevrolet talking with Michael Oliver, talking National Farm Safety Week. We'll come back to this with Michael one more time here at Wildcat Chevrolet. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.